This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Among those most concerned by climate change, other than, you know, all of humankind, are insurance companies, which are having to deal with more multi-billion dollar payouts because of floods and hurricanes and wildfires. To that end, California has put a one-year ban on insurance companies dropping homeowners who live in areas affected by some of this year's biggest fires. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
Insurance is all about risk, and in California, the risk of wildfire has been going up in recent years.
2015, 2017, 2018 were really big years. 2020 was also a tough year.
Joel Loucher is an insurance consultant in California. He says many insurers are looking at how they can reduce their risk, and so...
Insurance is a real challenge in wildfire areas as fewer and fewer insurers are making coverage available.
Between 2018 and 2019, the number of homeowners whose insurance companies refused to renew their policies grew about 30%, according to state data. California Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara says most homeowners do still have options for insurance.
But there are places in our state where you cannot get insurance companies to even call you back. And so we have to restore competition in those places.
The best way to do that, Lara says, is by getting communities and individual homeowners to take concrete steps to minimize fire risk. Andrew Plantinga, an economist at the University of California, Santa Barbara, says there are a lot of ways they can do that.
They can clear vegetation near their home. They can make sure that they've got a roof that's fire resistant. They can put in vents that prevent embers from flying inside and bringing their house down.
Insurance companies don't always take those kinds of efforts into account. But Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara says they should.
We're starting to see now a growing number of insurance companies that are giving people discounts for their mitigation.
Lara says he's working on new rules that would require insurers to give discounts if people in communities meet certain standards for reducing fire risk. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.